Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And the number brought to you by SACL CAI tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, we're bringing Nora back on. We had her at the end of the last hour. I wanted to hang on to you, Nora, because, well, we just started touching on a topic that you had an opinion on. We'd asked you for your thoughts, and you didn't have time to get them out before the end of the hour. So what the issue that was brought up was by you, Mark. You had Nora had dropped in the idea that one should follow the Ten Commandments. Now, Mark, neither you nor I are Christians, though we were both Christians at some time in our past. I consider myself a pantheist, kind of a Quaker, pantheistic Quaker. But, Mark, you brought up the Ten Commandments, specifically the issue of idol worship, right?
Yes.
And can you recap your question to Nora, and we'll just start right
sure.
from there?
Sure. The Ten Commandments are pretty clear that our Lord God is a jealous God, and thou shalt have no other gods before me, and that actually, really, you shall have no other gods, period. And he doesn't like graven images in particular, and I'm just wondering how is the worship of graven image different than pledging allegiance to the flag? And, you know, the flag is something that's made, and one says a little prayer to it called the Pledge of Allegiance, with one's hand over one's heart, where one says that I shall have fidelity to this piece of fabric over all other pieces of fabric. Nora?
Okay. If you look at it that way, but look at it this other way. When you go marry your wife or your girlfriend, don't you say some kind of an allegiance to her, some kind of prayer to her? So, I mean, if you take it to that context, then I guess you can say that you're worshiping a flag. But when you worship God, you have a one-to-one relationship with your Creator, with God, okay? That is not idol worship, because that is a spiritual conveyance or relationship that you have with your Creator, with God, okay? My God happens to be Jehovah, Javeh. Okay?
I think she's made a pretty good argument.
So you're saying that it's not idol worship to say pledge to the flag?
Because other vows are made, so therefore other vows can be kept subordinate to a vow of, to one's God. And I think she's made a reasonably good stab at that.
So then would you agree, Nora, that it's just a bad idea to say the pledge, you know, simply because it's, socialist indoctrination written by a Nazi?
Okay. Having come from a socialist communist country, as I mentioned in the earlier part of this program, having known the monster within, I would gladly say the Pledge of Allegiance any day, because what I'm pledging to is to honor, respect, and defend this country that is a sovereign country. Up to a few years ago,
so
where I had
sovereign, I think. Okay, sovereign. Sorry, my mistake.
I'm sorry. When I get emotional, my speech kind of goes haywire.
Sure, that's all right. Was there a pledge down in Cuba? Pledge to the flag?
Yes, there was.
There was a pledge to the flag down there? Okay.
Yes.
So it doesn't bother you at all that it was written by a national socialist or a Christian socialist?
Yes, it does. It does bother me knowing now that the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a socialist. Yes, it does bother me. Whether he wrote it with false pretenses, only he can answer that.
He wrote it for the purpose of selling flags. He was a flag salesman. Thank you, Nora, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, your thoughts. 800-259-9231. His name was Francis Bellamy. Go ahead and look it up.
Yep. I didn't mean to sidetrack the conversation.
No, it's fine. It's free talk live. We go all kinds of places here. Let's continue with your calls, though. And ladies first, Rachel is listening to WFLA-FM in Savannah, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Rachel.
Yes, hi. I was listening to one of your calls about Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. It just caught my ear because my husband just deployed Thursday to Afghanistan.
I hope he comes back safe and sound.
I do, too. It was kind of hard on me, but I'm learning to deal with it. All I got to do is pray. Hopefully he does come back home.
I hope so, too.
And I actually have a soldier here with me. He just came back from Iraq. He's been in the Army for 2 years, And I know one caller, he was complaining about taxes. I think he was a totally asshole. But, and I just wanted to get your point of view about the war that's going on in Afghanistan and Iraq.
My point of view is that I don't care whether they fly a flag over their battle, that killing people is killing people, and I don't want to fund it.
You say you don't want to defend them?
I do not want to fund it.
I don't want to pay for it.
I hope that I hope that everyone survives the experience. Obviously, they won't. It wouldn't be a war otherwise. I don't want to see anyone die, but... I will not fund, killing if I can avoid it.
I don't support it at all. I don't support war. I don't support anything beyond love, peace, forgiveness, and understanding.
Personal responsibility.
That too.
Yes, I don't support it either, and I hope Obama do take the soldiers out.
Oh no, he's increasing the amount of soldiers in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that he's trying to, but...
No, you don't try to by increasing the numbers of soldiers.
Right, the way that you get soldiers out of Afghanistan is you say, hey, you see that thing smoking over there? Get on it, we'll ride it out. That's how one leaves.
Yeah, if he had any intentions of getting people out of there, he'd be doing that instead of increasing the numbers.
He's the commander-in-chief.
He's just another warmonger, just like George Bush. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. No difference at all.
I wish that he would, I wish he'd stick with his campaign promise of getting least the troops out of...
Come on. What politician sticks with their campaign promises? You silly man.
Yeah, well.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe we've got Conrad in somewhere. Conrad, North Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, finally. Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Conrad?
Oh, you big drama queen. You didn't wait that long.
Well, actually, I've been delivering, and I have my phone just sitting here, so I've been hoping... that when I'm on a drive, I can catch you guys.
What are you delivering? I'm
done. Pizza. That's not what I wanted to call about. I want to talk about voting.
Okay, sure.
But let me ask you a question, okay? If someone comes up to you and puts a gun to your head and a Monopoly game right in front of you and says, beat me in Monopoly and I won't kill you, would you be a fool to say, well, out of principle, I see that this is a rigged game and you have all the power, so I'm just not going to play? And I'm just going to yell and yell that this isn't fair. Is that how you would go about it?
No, I think I'd play the Monopoly game.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at Monopoly too. The trick is obviously to get yourself a set of three and then start building hotels on it as best you can.
Well, in that same way, can't you say the same thing about voting? If they say, look, we have a system, and if you play our game and win, we'll go away. But until then, you know, we're legitimate and we have the power.
I don't think voting legitimizes them. I know that there are people out there that think voting legitimizes the system, but I don't think it does at all.
I don't either.
I
think the system is violence, and they give you an opportunity to play a little game in a little fashion, and just as you've said, and as far as I'm concerned, I'll play their little game to protect as many people as I can.
I don't like to play
from their violence, if I can. And to me, it's worth it.
I was listening a couple weeks ago when Ian was gone. I forget who it was.
Dale.
I forget his name. I think it's Sam, who doesn't vote.
No, nope, that's Dale from Anarchy.
Sam doesn't vote either.
That's true.
Okay, yep. And so that's just how I felt about it. You know, and I think it's even worse when you get into a situation like we have now. You know, I fully believe that, at least philosophically speaking, if somebody goes out and votes for tyranny, for taxes, or even refuses to vote, they are, through their actions, directly affecting my life. And so they are actually by proxy committing violence.
I don't agree with that.
I don't think refusing to vote is, and here's why. I mean, I've been crucified on this issue, I'm gonna give it to you. If you drop your wallet on the street and somebody sees you drop it, are they wrong? Are they morally bad for not telling you that you've dropped your wallet? Or are they just kind of, doing something that, sort of despicable?
I would say the analogy doesn't work, because what's not happening is I'm not dropping my wallet. My wallet is being taken from me. And if you see someone being mugged, and you have the power to stop them without harming yourself...
But you don't have an obligation. You don't have an obligation, so it's not violence against you.
If you see someone mugging another person at knife point, and you have a gun, and you don't intercede...
You have no obligation to intercede, and I don't blame someone who doesn't. They just might not want to get involved. Thanks. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. We'll tell you more about them later on. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates, and you can get signed up for them. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Ever been using the internet and been kind of worried about who's collecting what information on you and then what they'll do with that information once they have it? Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you will have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. And this is vetted through a third-party organization. Yes, indeed, you are private in your search at startpage.com.
All right, so we continue here. I'm going to take your phone calls in just a moment, but I wanted to comment a little further on the idea that if somebody is holding someone, we just spoke with Conrad in North Dakota, and he posited this toward the end of the call, and that was that if somebody is being held up at knife point, and that if you have a gun on you, that it was Conrad, it was my understanding that Conrad was saying that it was immoral for you to do nothing. When indeed you could step in, you could affect that situation with your gun.
I likely would, and I wouldn't be carrying a gun, but I mean, I understand what he's saying. I would likely do something to protect somebody who's innocent, who is being harmed by somebody who is, you know, using force against them for whatever reason.
But is it immoral for you to not do anything?
And I think that the I've heard this before, and it rings true to me: is can a man in a coma do something immoral? And I think the answer is no. So therefore, anything that a guy in a coma won't do is not immoral. So you can't obligate someone to do something. If you do obligate them to do something, you are their master.
I don't blame somebody for not wanting to get involved in something like that. You're right, Mark. Maybe in some situations it would be appropriate. But if you're coming across somebody with a knife and another person who is appearing to be attacked by the person with the knife, you don't really know exactly what's going on there, unless you've been there from the very beginning and you know who both of the assailants or the participants in that particular conflict are. Do you remember the story we had about the guy in the bar who saw a fight and he decided to get involved and break that fight up? And in the midst of it, he ended up, somebody was stabbed, as I recall.
Yes.
And he managed to kind of break it up. And what ended up happening was...
he got some blood on him.
The crowd in the bar ended up thinking that it was him that had started the fight or something like that. There was a confusion. He ended up being chased outside, beaten
to within... they kicked him to sleep, practically.
...injured his life. So he thought he was doing the right thing by getting involved, and he indeed was able to save somebody. Turns out the guy he saved was a neo-Nazi.
Right, the guy he saved was a skinhead, and, right. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that skinheads deserve just being beaten up or anything like that. However,
but
you know,
he didn't know
they're not the first person I'm going to run to save.
But that's just it. He didn't know what he was getting into. He didn't have all the facts when he got involved. I can tell you, Mark, there have been times in my life when if I'd had a gun... and violence happened. There have been times when violence happened in my life. If I'd had a gun, I might have had a dead body on my hands. Whereas otherwise, there was just a robbery and somebody made off with a few $100.
Yep, I've got no problems with people that carry guns for their protection and the protection of others that they love. However, I can tell you that in my personal experience, a gun would have never, ever in my life put me in a better situation.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up what you want. Ladies first, Phyllis is on the line listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hey, Phyllis.
Do you record my conversation?
I'm not sure. Bring me up to speed.
Oh, it's okay if you do. I agree with you 100% when you said how are they going to stop what's going overseas if he keeps sending troops over there and they getting killed all the time. And there was a lady on the line, and she said her husband was over there, and she's praying for him. And Obama, he wanted to stop the war. Well, if he want to stop it, he needs to stop sending the army guys from the United States.
You nailed it, Phyllis. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Russell, listening to one of our newer affiliates, WDNG. In Anniston, Alabama. Russell, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, do you care if I change the topic to
this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
The only thing we care about is you don't say the four words you can't say on the radio.
There you go.
Okay, I started reading Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand. Have you either read it before?
I've read part of it. I found it very arduous to get through. The Fountainhead, on the other hand, I enjoyed, and I've read Anthem.
You know, she wrote the book during the Eisenhower administration, and at that time was a very successful, we were in an economic boom time, and yet now, I mean, the whole premise of the book is the decay of the oil industry and the coal industry and the government's taking over things, and she's anticipating what's happening now. And I'm wondering, what were her references for making such a pessimistic economic and, you know, economic book at that time during the Eisenhower administration.
I mean, well, I think her references were the economists of the time, the Austrian economists, have predicted this all along, that you can't, you know, it's the seen and the unseen, that you can't take money from people and then give it to a coercive government that isn't incentivized to produce and then expect good results from that.
Do you think it's got significant parallels to today with the Democrats and Obama in control of car companies and banks and things like that?
I do, but I would caution you to, you know, to laying at the door of one particular political party, because let's not forget that at the end of his term there, when he was a lame duck, George Bush decided to do his whole bailout thing, and you know, it's one of the big reasons why the Democrats got put in. Because,
yeah, I agree.
Because Republicans decided, you know what, I'm not going to go out and vote this time, you know, because it was just before the election. I'm not going to go out and vote. I think that this is a crappy deal. So they kept Republicans home.
You thought The Fountainhead was a better book than Atlas Shrugged?
I think The Fountainhead was it was more entertaining, and it was meant to be more of an entertaining book. So Atlas Shrugged is more of a manifesto.
Do you agree that she's not the most literate writer? I mean, it's not a very intellectual type book.
I don't know.
I don't know much about Rand personally. I've read Anthem. It was one of those books I had to read in high school. It's actually one of the few books they wanted me to read that I actually did read. But that's the only Rand I've ever actually read. Most of my liberty-oriented books have been nonfiction. People like Harry Brown, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, or Why Government Doesn't Work, or Documentary Ruart's Healing Our World. I like that kind of stuff because it's real straightforward.
Ayn Rand and William F. Buckley were friends, and I guess they had their dinner parties together with other Georgetown conservatives on Sunday nights back in the 50s and things. What's your opinion of William F. Buckley?
Yeah, I
didn't
know,
he come out against the war on drugs finally a few years ago?
I don't know. I don't know if that. If
he's the National Review guy, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was probably in favor of liberalizing our drug laws, I think.
I believe he did come out against the war on drugs. Hey, Russell, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk. Oh, actually, we'll be back with more of your calls here in moments. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You really can bring up anything. Maybe it's your first time listening to Free Talk Live. You heard how Russell there was asking us if he could change the topic. Yes, by all means. You are invited to do that. Whatever it is that you feel like commenting on, you're welcome to. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. So they basically will handle the accounts receivable for your business, because, well, who wants to do that? You didn't get in business to handle collections and sending bills. You got in business to help people. SACL CAI's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer and treating them with respect. They aren't going to break any kneecaps or threaten people or lose clients for you like, you know, some collections companies do. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients to it. SACL CAI, they're the number one sponsor of Free Talk Live. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 to one of our newer affiliates, WTAR in Norfolk. Pat is on the line. Hello, Pat.
Hello. Hi. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard this guy is talking about Atlas Shrugged. Now, you know, I've never met Ayn Rand personally, but
you
I've read.
Will.
I don't know if I've read all her books. I've read a lot of them, but Atlas Shrugged, I've read at least four, maybe five times. It's just an excellent book. I love it. But it's not about. It's about the individual. It's about. It's not about what he's talking about. It's about. I lost my thought.
Well, you were telling us what Atlas Shrugged is about to you, at least. I personally have never read it, and you know,
part of it.
Right, I feel like I get the liberty philosophy. I've read a lot of books about liberty, and I don't see why I need to read a fiction book that kind of, you know, touches on it.
Right. Well, what it really means to me is that, you know, it's up to you and the individual. And if you, well, let's get to the minorities. If you want to quibble about minorities and you think you're helping the minorities, the smallest minority on the planet is the individual.
This is true.
The individual is what counts. That's where the wealth is coming from the individual.
Absolutely.
Not the government, not from any of these other people. It's just, you know, it's an excellent book. Francisco D'Antonio was one of the characters in the book. One of his famous sayings, You cannot have your cake and let your neighbor eat it, too.
Well, you can if you want to share. I think sharing's fine if it's done on a voluntary basis.
But then you won't have the cake.
Yeah, but it has to be on a voluntary basis, and
correct.
That's not the way it's going right now.
You are correct, sir. Thank you so much for your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe we have Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to weigh in on the discussion about Islamic extremists.
By all means.
I know you had asked the question, and I don't know if you were asking rhetorically or not about, you know, why do they hate me personally? I'm not the United States. And just putting it into perspective of, you know,
well, now, before you go on, Bill, the person that was calling in was saying that all of Islam had declared war on the West, and it's just
right.
Not true. I mean, there are maybe some extremists out there in the same way that there are extremist Christians out there as well. Most Muslims, from what I understand, are interpreting the jihad concept as only a defensive form of warfare.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to reiterate, is that it's just like in any country or any group of people, your leaders, your Islamic extremist leaders, you know, these are just people who are basically statists, just like any other statist, who
sure.
want control over other people. So they are aware, they're intelligent enough to be aware of the fact that you are not the United States, but it doesn't matter. They want control of you. They want control of the United States. And then you have, you know, the ones that are following a movement, and, you know, they may not be intelligent enough, or they may not realize, because of the training they get, the propaganda that they get, that, okay, all of these Americans are evil regardless of who they are. And so it's just
so
like,
they don't sound very different from most American politicians, then. I mean, they want control.
And I was going to say, like,
the world.
Like your police, you know, your police force. They're, you know, a lot of your police officers don't really realize, they haven't been educated. They're just, you know, they're just out there, doing their good deed. And so some of these people, are actually looking at it from a perspective of, hey, this is what I've been taught, and it's what I've always known. So it's just the same. It's just like when you talk
right,
about
that's a common excuse.
Well, I'd contend that most Muslim extremist leaders probably don't want to rule the West as much as they just want the United States the heck out of their business. Most of them care about the Holy Land over there, and they're not really that concerned with what's going on over here.
They weren't bombing anybody in 1909. They weren't killing any people in the name of jihad, because there was nothing to jihad against, because the United States wasn't meddling around in their business at that time.
I got one more quick point about the guy in Florida. I don't think anybody's indicated that realized this is kind of the epitome of government control of guns, that on this military base, that almost nobody was armed on a military base.
They don't really like guns on military bases. It's funny.
Not just the fact that society is, you know, wholly unarmed, but a place where people are trained to kill people are not. So just wanted to add in that, and I appreciate
y'all
taking my call today.
Yep, I appreciate your time tonight. 800-259-9231.
The 40-something victims there of the shooting at Fort Hood had actually been carrying a piece. Maybe this guy wouldn't have gotten so many people shot.
Maybe.
You know?
All right, let's.
I mean, a person has the right to defend themselves, and I think to some extent they can extend that right out to people that are around them. You should try to defend innocents that are around you.
Todd's in Michigan on the Amp line. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark, what's going on, guys?
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't know if you guys had noticed this last week, maybe last Tuesday night, but normally I don't watch ABC television, or I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but they did air an interesting new TV show, the pilot for the new V series. It's a reimagining of the old miniseries that came out in the 80s. I don't know if any of you guys had ever seen this.
I've never seen it, but I have heard of it, and I heard that this new...
V was a huge, big deal when I was a kid, so yeah, I've seen it.
I heard this new series is kind of Liberty-themed. Is that true?
It is. Very much so. It's, think about it this way. The resistance fighters in the 80s show were very much libertarian. It was a libertarian-themed show. A all the way around. It was fighting economic and political fascism. You had the lizards who are representing the status, our government, the social commentary on, you know, basically the Reagan administration at that point. But what was really great was that it was the idea that, you know, they're, you know, coming together voluntarily to fight, you know, these lizards from space. I mean, these are basically lizard aliens who are dressed up in Nazi-like uniforms.
Except they were orange Nazis.
And then, now, yeah, they were orange then. Pretty gaudy color back then. But and today, it's they look like Obama's people a little bit. So now there's some accusations that this is an allegory of Obama and his administration. You know, the key buzzwords.
That's been wait a minute. Now, that's so short-sighted. I know you're not saying that. You're just saying there are allegations. But it'd be short-sighted to make that claim because, well, Obama's only been in office this year, and a television series has probably been in production far longer than a one-year period of time. So I imagine the concepts for this reimagining were probably bubbled up around 2007 or something like that. I'm speculating there, but I know it takes a fairly long amount of time to, you know, to do a production level quality.
Yeah. Well, I think it was coincidental either way, but
well, any way you slice it, if you're taking on status, of course somebody's going to say, well, they're just targeting the Obama administration because that's who's in charge right now. But if it had come out in 2008, they would have been, you know, accusing it of going after the Bush guys. Thanks, Todd, for the call. Appreciate the suggestion. I'll have to check it out when I get a chance. I have not yet seen it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them away to you. Now, we're going to ask for your vote. It's something we do on a once-a-month basis. Well, we've been asking more than once a month, but something we ask you to do on a once-a-month basis, in that you only need to vote once per month. Now, it's obviously something you don't have to do, but we'd appreciate it. It's a great way to help out Free Talk Live, and it costs you nothing other than a moment of your time. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. You'll need your email address. You can use that. That is used to verify that you are indeed a real human being, and your votes help push us to the top of the charts at the podcast selling top 10 every single month to help bring new listeners to this program and to the ideas of freedom. So once again, please go to vote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. Michael, listening to WTAR in Norfolk. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I wanted to just say a word about this this guy that did the shooting down in Texas at Fort Hood. Just the amount of political correctness that's been surrounding this thing has just been amazing to me. Right out of the starting block, you had the FBI just definitively saying, well, this is not terrorism, this is not terrorism. It seemed like all the media, including to some extent Fox News, were doing their best to suppress any idea that this might actually be terrorism. And even up until last night, you had Geraldo Rivera, who's basically saying the same thing and saying, oh, well, this is just a matter of stress. This is just a matter of stress. The guy's under a lot of stress, and he just kind of cracked because he's under so much stress. But the guy had never even been deployed. He'd never been on the battlefield. As far as I know, he'd not left the country since he enlisted in the military.
Michael, what's the difference between crime and terrorism?
Well, terrorism is something that's done without, I would say that's something done without a personal material motive. Crime is something that
Whoa.
You usually do to get yourself ahead or to enrich yourself or perhaps to get someone out of your way, so to speak.
So if I get in a bar fight, So if I get in a bar fight and clack somebody on the head with a beer bottle, I don't gain anything materially because I'm not necessarily going to take their wallet. I'm not going to butt rape them. So is that terrorism?
Well, why did you get in the bar fight? I mean, more than likely, either you annoyed him or...
He was ugly. I didn't like the way he was talking.
Well, I mean, admit it. Most bar fights don't start off that way. Normally,
yes, they do.
Someone would have to tell you something really stupid in order to make you mad enough to start a bar fight, right?
When people have been drinking, that happens fairly frequently.
Way, apparently, you haven't been in very many bar fights.
But the point is that this guy breaks out, he opens fire on a lot of his fellow soldiers when they hadn't done anything to him. And basically, everything that I'm finding out, everything that I'm hearing now.
What if he? I agree with what he says. He says that the war on terror is a war on basically the Islam. That's what he said. The war on terror is in fact a global war on Islam. And
well,
maybe he sees the new recruits as signing up for this war on Islam. So he decides he's going to take out some of these new people.
But this is absolute nonsense, because the whole time the war was going on, even under the Bush administration, people were bending over backwards to not offend Muslims. And they were bending over backwards to say, no, this is not about religion. This is not against Islam. Islam is a peaceful religion. I heard that until it literally made me sick, that Islam is this peaceful religion, which I want to get to in a minute.
Do you think that lip service that the administration pays to Islam, do you think that that matters to the wedding parties when they get bombed by drones flown by people in McNeil Air Force Base in Tampa?
100,000 people that have perished, more than that.
Don't worry, this isn't a war.
Oh, 100,000 people.
More than
where
that.
Do you get that? Where do you get this 100,000 people?
I'd say that's a conservative number, actually.
In Iraq.
I find that rather hard to believe, but besides that.
Okay, let's say it's 20,000 people.
The guy opens up fire the morning before. He had been getting rid of his possessions. He went around handing out copies of the Quran, and when he was in the process of shooting people, he's yelling out, Allah Akbar. Now, that sounds like terrorism. I'm sorry, that's the same thing the guys were yelling when they drove the planes into the buildings.
You know, I see where you're coming from, Michael, and I see what you're talking about, how the media doesn't want to call it terrorism, the federal government doesn't want to call it terrorism, and I think the reason for that is, why would the government want to admit that an act of terrorism could be successfully perpetrated at one of their installations? I mean, I can understand why they wouldn't want to come to that conclusion.
I think this administration is as much concerned with appeasement as anything else.
Appeasement.
I was not a big fan of the Bush administration, I'll be really honest with you. But at the same time, I don't think the Bush administration as a whole was involved in the business of appeasement.
Don't you think that they appeased the Saudis when it came to 9/11? I mean, after all, most of the 9/11 bomber guys were Saudi Arabian, but then we went and attacked Afghanistan and
they
Iraq.
Attacked. I didn't
right,
attack.
They did.
Okay,
don't you think that sounds like appeasement?
Was Saudi Arabia, were they state sponsors of the terrorism? Were they states, did they as a government?
Was Afghanistan? Was Iraq?
Afghanistan definitely was. They had
what are you talking
they
about?
They had Al Qaeda.
You're
right
out of
there.
Your mind. Afghanistan isn't
right
even
there.
A government, dude.
Calm down, Mark. Calm down. Wait, no, there wasn't really much of a government to speak of in Afghanistan, so how could you say that
well,
there was state
what government
sponsored?
Was there was the Taliban.
That's
that
correct.
Was the government. Okay?
Yes.
Now, and that's, the other thing I wanted to speak of.
The Taliban asked the United States government to present evidence that Osama bin Laden was guilty of anything, and the United States government refused. They told the Taliban to deliver him or we're coming in. They said, oh, no, you're not. And that's how the war started.
Okay, I think someone's definitely got an agenda here. You're going to be anti-American regardless. But
wait a second. Could you please call me an effeminate liberal, too? Because I bet, Ian, that I would be called
anything.
An anti-American effeminate liberal, and I would get 10 push-ups by the end
of
the night.
I never shook on that.
Well, the effeminate part I can't speak to. I don't know you
I meant
well.
Effete. I'm sorry.
He's wearing a turtleneck. He's definitely fruity.
Yeah.
All right, well, the other thing I wanted to mention is...
Wait. You called me anti-American. I don't get to respond to that?
Yeah, we'll keep you on here. Don't worry about it. Now, Mark, go ahead with your response. Anti-American.
Okay. If America stands for liberty, its people, an incredible work ethic that has made this country what it is today, I'm all for America. If America is kowtowing and worshiping a bunch of people who are paid killers that follow the orders of politicians in Washington, D.C., then I'm anti-American.
Whoa, worshiping a bunch of paid killers that kowtow, you're basically painting the military with a really broad brush, aren't you?
Do you think that the military gets paid to kill people?
Sure they do.
Okay,
but why? Are you insinuating that we should not have a military?
I think the founding fathers would have agreed with me that no standing military is a good idea, and that if a government has a standing military, that they will use it.
And I would probably agree with you. I think Thomas Jefferson is probably rotating in his grave today.
Yep. Is Thomas Jefferson anti-American?
No, of course not.
Well, then how am I anti-American?
Well, at the offense of painting you with a broad brush, you sound like a lot of the people that I hear on TV that are just instantly, you know, anything America does is absolutely wrong.
Wait a minute.
Doesn't do anything.
Thank you for
America
that,
America is a piece of dirt, okay?
Yeah, America, if by America you mean...
The United States government is a bunch of people that are not held responsible for what they do, and they can do whatever they want and steal your money in order to do it.
They're scum. They're the real terrorists, in my opinion.
If you think that I'm anti-American for saying that they're thieves and scum and bad people, okay, then I'll be that.
See, I'm pro freedom. If you want to call me anti anything, I'm anti coercion.
I think you could call me anti war.
I'm
pretty anti war.
I'm pro peace. I like positioning myself as in favor of things rather than against them. But if you want to force me into that corner, yeah, I'm anti war and I'm anti the federal government and I'm anti coercion. I'm anti aggression. I'm in favor of peace and the federal government is not. They want to threaten me and they want to threaten my family and they want to threaten my freedom. They're the ones that I have to fear. If I'm going to fear anything, it's the federal government and the state government.
So do you feel more secure? Do you think that your freedoms are going to be defended better under the Obama administration than under the Bush administration?
No, they're all scum. They're all trash. They're all just dangerous people.
I think these wars have made me less free, and I think these wars have endangered my freedom and my life and the life of my family.
Well, I will say I agree with you to a large extent because I am a neo-libertarian. I'll just say that.
I am
definitely a constitutionalist, and I know that we've gone way far astray from the original plan. But having said
we've gone far away. Who's we?
The government.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You're right, because first of all, the government is what the Constitution is about. The Constitution, and I'm sure you know this, the Constitution is a document that its purpose was to create a set of rules for the people calling themselves the government to follow. It was only signed by, you know, some people way back in the 1700s, so all of those people are dead at this point. The current folks, they might have sworn an oath to it, but they certainly didn't sign it. And so it's pretty much a dead letter at this point, don't you think?
No. I mean, if people consider it a dead letter, that might be their opinion. I do not subscribe to that. I think the Constitution is as valid today as it was back then, and if we could get back to some semblance of that, I think it would solve a lot of problems.
Michael, I know you said you had something else you wanted to cover. If you want to hang through the news, I'll bring you back for it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If Michael thinks it's not a dead letter, does it matter? I guess it matters what the people in the robes think, right? It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.